Governor Abbott joins Vice President Vance in Border Security Roundtable. Texas Border Business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott participated in a Border Security Roundtable with Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard at the Eagle Pass Border Patrol Station to discuss President Donald Trump's ongoing homeland and border security operations. Texas serves as a model for border security, said Governor Abbott. Now with a partner in the White House, law enforcement at all levels of government can work together to defend our southern border and put an end to the unprecedented border crisis created by the Biden administration. As President Trump said in his speech last night, all our country needed to secure the border was a new president. I thank Vice President Vance, Secretary Hegseth, and Director Gabbard for their support and for traveling to Texas to see our coordinated border security efforts firsthand. Texas will continue to work with the Trump administration to arrest, detain, and deport illegal immigrants and stop the flow of deadly drugs like fentanyl into our nation. During the roundtable discussion, Governor Abbott spoke with Vice President Vance, Secretary Hegseth, and Director Gabbard about the devastating impact that former President Joe Biden's reckless border policies had to Texas communities. Vice President Vance applauded the governor's efforts to combat the border crisis along the Texas-Mexico border the past 4 years through Operation Lone Star. Additionally, Governor Abbott, Vice President Vance, and other federal leaders explored new ways that Texas and the Trump administration can continue to protect the homeland and make America safe again. The governor was joined by Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks, U.S. Acting Commissioner for U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Pete Flores, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, Attorney General Ken Paxton, Eagle Pass Mayor Rolando Salinas Jr., National Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez, and other federal, state, and local leaders.